I believe most of you would have to admit that there's areas of your life that you're insensitive to God. But that's not the way that God intended it to be. It's not the way He created us to be. It's our own hardness of heart that has caused this. And today I'm going to share with you about how you can solve this situation. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. And now, here's Andrew.
Welcome to our Thursday's broadcast of the Gospel Truth. So I've been talking about just subtle ways that our hearts become insensitive, hardened towards God. And I was using as an example how that you hear people on the news talk about a flu epidemic or you know, they talk about this bird flu that they're predicting is going to be a pandemic and destroy one-third of the Earth's population within the next year or so. Now, I know that some of you have just heard these things and you let this go unchallenged. But you know what that is? That is an absolute... First of all, there's two ways I want to counter that. First of all, I don't believe that they're accurate in what they're saying at all. And I'm going to go on record saying that. I believe that this is an extreme worst-case scenario. I believe that there is a potential, a possibility of this. There's a possibility just like the Earth could run into a meter. And I believe that those things are possible, but I don't believe it's going to happen. The Word of God tells us how that the Earth is going to be destroyed and how it's going to end. And it's not going to end accidentally on some collision course with a meteor. God is going to do this thing and it's going to be orchestrated at His time. I'm not afraid of something that, you know, yes, there is a possibility of it. But I don't believe it's going to happen because I believe what God's Word says. Yes, I believe that there is a possibility of some strain of flu that's in a bird somehow or another mutating and becoming communicable among people. I believe that the possibility exists, but I believe that what we're hearing about it is nothing but fear. Mongering is all it is. It's an extreme worst-case scenario. And if the news media would present it as here is a possibility, this has a potential, they're working on it, they're trying to see if they can come up with a remedy for this, I wouldn't have a problem with that. But I remember I was in the United Kingdom, I was actually in Scotland, October of 2005, when this really began to make the big news media. And I remember a scientist coming on and saying, there is no question, there is zero doubt, zero possibility that there will not be a pandemic. He says, there is going to be one. It's just a matter of whether it happens in the next year or whether it happens in 2 years. And he says, one third of the Earth's population will be killed by this. And I don't believe that at all. I don't believe it, first of all, because I believe that they're just taking worst-case scenario, and these are people that are used to manipulating and motivating people through fear and extreme type of thing. I just don't believe it. I don't believe it any more than I believe the Y2K thing, you know, January the 1st, 2000, that the whole world was going to come to a stop and that this was going to be the way that the Antichrist gains control and all of the things that were predicted about that. I went on record against that. In advance, I'm doing the same thing about this pandemic. It is just extremism. The people who say things like this are the same ones that love all the conspiracy theories and things like this. And I know that right now I probably got some people mad at me because you have bought into this. You are proclaiming it and stuff, and there's no way that I can really disprove it right now. But you just wait another year. And after October of 2007, when the one-third of the world's population has not died through bird flu, then I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you I told you so, and you were operating in fear and being led away by the devil. So anyway, that's one reason I don't believe in it. But then the second thing is, even if it was to happen, I'm not going to be one of the one-third. You know, even if you look at it that way, that means two-thirds of the Earth population is going to be able to escape this. And I can guarantee you, if there was a bird flu or a pandemic, I'm going to be one of the ones that lived through it because I've got the promises of God that says no plague will come nigh my dwelling. And some of you I know right now are saying, well, boy, you are arrogant. How can you think things like this? You know why? It's because I have sensitized my heart to the things of God and the Word of God and the promise of God that no plague will come nigh my dwelling. Out of Deuteronomy chapter 28, Psalms chapter 91, and there's many other scriptures. I am more controlled, more sensitive, more dominated by those things than I am by what the news media is saying. And when I hear the news media say something like that, you can ask my wife, who's been present with me when I heard that report over in Scotland about this bird flu. You can ask my wife. I stood right up and yelled at that television screen, and I said, I reject this in the name of Jesus, and I rebuked that and bound it. And some people think, well, boy, that doesn't mean anything. It does. Because I am not letting this unbelief that is said without factoring God into the equation. They don't recognize that God has anything to do with what happens in the world. And even if there is some kind of a flu or epidemic that goes around, they don't acknowledge that God has the power to deliver anybody from it. They just make a statement that is anti-God. It's not even factoring God into the equation. And they make it as if it's fact and say, this is the way that it is. And you know what? If I let that go unchallenged, then you know what that does? That just adds a layer of insensitivity over my heart to the scriptures that God says that no plague will come nigh my dwelling. Here's a truth from God. Here's what the world is calling the truth. They are not the same thing. They aren't saying the same thing. And if I let one go, if I let what the world has to say go unchallenged, then I become a little bit less dominated by the truth of God. I do not allow thoughts or things that I see or things that I hear to come into me that contradict the Word of God. And if they do, which I live in a world where I'm exposed to a lot of ungodliness, if I do have ungodliness come to me, I challenge it. I reject it. I say something against it. I do not just passively let those things soak in on the inside of me. You know what? I'm the one that controls what my heart is exposed to. You know, over the weekend, I've had a lot of people, I'm not going to tell you the name of this, but I've had a lot of people tell me about, I like Westerns. I just like Westerns. I don't know why. I don't know if that's good or bad. Maybe that's an insensitive heart. But I like Westerns. I like the cowboy lifestyle. I've had horses most of my life. I like Westerns. I'd heard people talk about this classic Western. And then I read something about an actor over this last week that talked about that this was the classic role, the best Western ever made. I'd never seen the thing. So I went and rented it. And I didn't know it when I rented it, but it turned out it was 6 hours worth of Western. And because it had been so highly recommended by all of these people, I let that influence me. I went and rented this, and I forced myself to watch the first hour of it. I should have stopped long before then, but you know what? It was one of the raunchiest, most ungodly. It was vile. And I kept thinking, surely there's going to be something good come out of this. There's going to be something that, you know, in my estimation would, salvage this thing, because I've heard so many good reports about it. But after an hour of it, I thought, I just don't care if there is anything good in it. The bad that this started with is bad enough that I just don't want it. And so I stopped it. We've turned the thing back in. I didn't watch the rest of it, and maybe I'm going to be one of these that doesn't know what's going on in our modern culture, and I'm not educated. I won't be able to answer all of the Trivial Pursuit questions about it, but you know what? I can guarantee you, I just don't need that junk to harden my heart. I don't need to think and focus on those things. And I know that there's many of you that if I was to tell you the name of this Western I was talking about, you've seen it, you probably loved it, you didn't even acknowledge it. And you know what I believe that's a sign of? I believe that's a sign of how hardened your heart has become. When we get to where we can enjoy things for entertainment that are anti-God, that are against everything that He is for, when you get to where you can watch murder and lying and stealing and adultery and homosexuality, and you can use things like that to entertain yourself, it's just an indication of how hardened your heart has become towards God. And I want to make something clear. I am not saying this because I'm trying to condemn you or tell you that you're a bad person. I'm saying these things to illustrate that, see, we say, well, I don't believe I have a hardened heart towards God. It's because we look around at other people and we're about the same as they are. And we think, well, I'm as good as this person. But if you were to look at God's standard, God didn't make us to where we should be enjoying all of these kind of things. You know, I heard a report one time that the average teenager, by the time they graduate from high school, has seen in excess of 250,000 brutal murders on television or movies. And you don't think that that will harden your heart? It will desensitize you to the way that God intended us to look at life and to value life. You know, when you get around something and you just see hardship all of the time, over a period of time, you become callous to it, insensitive. It doesn't have the same impact on you that it used to. God didn't create us to be insensitive to Him. God didn't create mankind to be so hard of hearing that we can't hear God speak to us and tell us things. The Scripture says that we're His sheep and His sheep hear His voice, John chapter 10. And it is normal for a Christian to hear the voice of God and just have God lead them and speak to them constantly every day of their life. And yet that's probably not the normal Christian experience. Not because God has changed, but our heart has become so insensitive. We are so occupied, so inundated. We are what they call the information generation. We are hearing, you can hear today what is going on the other side of the world, the things that are happening in Iraq, the things that are happening in all of these terrible tsunamis, earthquakes, anything that happened. You can hear devastation. You can have all of the bad things in the entire world that are happening come into your living room live. Did you know that there's no other generation that has been able to do that? 100 years ago, people were only in their own little world. And if things were going fairly good in their neighborhood, well, then the world looked rosy. Today, we are being inundated with the bad news from every angle. And if you are just focused on it, I guarantee you can be overwhelmed with the problems of the entire world. God did not intend for it to be this way. That lifestyle is hardening our heart towards God. And if you really want the best results, you've got to change. I'm going to continue on our program tomorrow to share with you about how you can solve this problem. So I encourage you to join me then, and also listen as our announcer gives you some information about how you can get this teaching on hardness of heart.
Be sure to tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on hardness of heart. Andrew's classic teaching is available as a 4-part CD series or as a book. Request album R1003 or book number R303 when you make a donation of any amount to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request TK58B titled The Cause Part 2 when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to give you an invitation to join me for our Summer Family Bible Conference. It starts on Monday, June the 28th, and goes through Friday, July the 2nd. We also have morning services from 8 till noon on Tuesday through Friday, and our Bible college instructors will be ministering there. We're going to have a special CBC reception and an opportunity to be a part of our Caris Bible College. We've also got children's ministry for every age. It's just going to be a great time for the entire family at a beautiful time in Colorado Springs. So that's June the 28th through July the 2nd, our Summer Family Bible Conference. We encourage you to come and be a part of it.